This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I got to clean up and continue with some of the stuff I was talking about in the first hour, or maybe I should say the second hour. Lee Elsie took the first hour, and so this was the first hour. But I mentioned that I think Dr. Fauci has way too much influence with President Trump. And by the way, look, there's a lot of people that say a lot of bad things about Dr. Fauci. He's corrupt, he's dirty, he's a communist, he's in with the globalists, he's in with the WHO, he is the CDC, all kinds of bad stuff. I'm not even going to go that far with any of it. All I'm going to say is he's a doctor. And I've said this on the show before. I'm a guy who spent my entire life raising money for business deals. And all of us in the world who do that, and there's very few of us who do that, in the whole world, in the whole United States, is probably a couple thousand guys who wake up one morning and say, I got a great idea. I need $1 million. Let me go out and raise it. And let me not go to a bank. Let me not go to the Small Business Administration. Let me just go out and meet, 50 investors and I'll raise $1 million. I've done that my whole life. Very few people like me. It's a real unique talent and a real unique creative way to earn a living and a very tough way to earn a living. And believe me when I tell you, it's the most difficult thing in the world to get people to write checks. And the people who are the easiest to write checks are doctors. They don't know anything about money or business. Zero. Because, of course, in college, they teach you zero about money. And then if you go on to business school, you become smart about money. And then you go into business, or then you go into Wall Street, and your whole life is money. So those guys are all smart. Those guys are all sharp. But doctors go from college, where they teach you nothing about money, to medical school, where they teach you absolutely nothing about money. So doctors make lots of money, and they don't have any idea what to do with it. And they don't understand anything about economics or business deals or what percent they should get. And they are just, unfortunately, sadly, the easiest marks. If someone is unscrupulous, they're the easiest marks. Everyone knows that scam artists go after doctors. So you don't listen to a doctor talk about money or the economy. That's idiotic. So Trump, one of the smartest men in the world, is not the smartest man in the world about money and the economy and creating jobs and turning around a bad economy. Listen to doctors. What a terrible mistake. Never should have listened to doctors. So here's a good example of how crazy Fauci is. And, oh, so I didn't get to the point. I don't think Fauci's a bad guy. I don't think Fauci is someone who wants to hurt all of us. He wants to bankrupt us. He's a socialist and he wants us all to lose all our money. No, there are lots of people like that. They're called Democrat governors. We've got one like that, Sisolak, in Nevada. But I think even the liberal Democrat governors, Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo, Sisolak, even those guys, part of them knows that if entrepreneurs don't make any money, there are no taxes. If there are no taxes, their entire state goes bankrupt. So even they understand you got to get back to business. So the reason they're stopping us from getting back to business is not because they're all necessarily suicide bombers who want to kill us all and destroy our businesses. It's not because they just want to defeat Trump. They do, and make sure that Trump's economy stinks. That part of that does enter, Trump derangement syndrome does enter into all of this to some extent. But let me just err on the side of being nice here. I think most Democrat governors, and I think Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and people like that, A, they have no understanding of money. B, they're getting a paycheck, so they have no idea how desperate our situation is, the rest of us, because they get a check every single week. And it's from governments that will never, ever not come. So politicians and government bureaucrats and government employees in general with their big mouths, hey, don't worry, we'll be back to work in 3 months when it's all safe. Maybe 4 months. Hey, maybe September. It's easy for them to say because they get a check every week. Okay, so they can pay all their bills. They don't feel our pain. That's the problem. They have no clue what the rest of us are going through, where no money is coming in and your unemployment system has failed so nobody can get a damn unemployment check. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is, look, Dr. Fauci, I just have find it hard to believe he's like in bed with globalists. He's a terrible person. He wants to destroy America. I've never said any of those things. I just think he wants to save lives. I think doctors are always willing to save lives. I think if a person comes into an ER or an ICU and something's very wrong with them, a doctor's first instinct is to cut off both their arms and both their legs in order to keep them alive. Anything so they won't die. And if you ask the doctor, they have to do whatever they have to do to keep you alive. No, Wayne Root doesn't agree. As you know, I'm a man of great common sense. If I was going to live the rest of my life with no arms and no legs, I would say I'd much rather die. But doctors don't think like that. They think their job, as assigned by God, is to make you live no matter what. So a Fauci thinks, well, living is always better than dying, even if it's with no arms and no legs. Even if you've got to be completely broke and no longer be the breadwinner of your family and no longer pay for your kid's college. And when your son says, Dad, I'm going on a date. I need 20 bucks. I'm sorry, son. The family doesn't have 20 bucks. I'm leaving to spend 4 hours in a bread line. He thinks that's better than dying. I don't think most of you agree. I don't agree. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather put a gun in my mouth than have no money and tell my kid, I'm sorry, you're not going back to college. I'm sorry, there's no money for food tonight. You know, go stand in a bread line. There are some things. Quality of life is the most important thing on earth. Non-quality of life is horrible. It is worse than death to some people. Not to everyone. I don't speak for liberals. Liberals want to take welfare and food stamps. That's great. My grandma and my grandpa taught me that if you take food stamps, you're a piece of garbage. If you take welfare, you're a piece of garbage. You're a subhuman. You never, ever, ever depend on the government to save your life. It is up to you to save your life, Wayne. If you have any pride in your life, in your talent, in your brains, you will never, ever take a welfare check from the government. That's been ingrained in me from the day I was born. If it's to be, it's up to me. I don't take money from government. I'd rather be dead than collect a welfare check. Never got one in my life. I'm never going to take one. So there are some things more important than life and death. Running my business and my pride and my personal responsibility and my self-reliance and my independence and my belief in American exceptionalism and capitalism is more important to me than living or dying. That's why I'd be willing to go in the military and die for my country. I'd die for my family. I'd be willing to go in the police and die for my country and my family. And I am a small businessman. I am a first responder of the economic world, of the business world, of the U.S. economy. We are the first responders. We risk our money. We are brave. We are courageous. And just like a cop runs towards bullets and a fireman runs towards smoke and the smell and the sound of fire, small businessmen and women are risk takers. And what made this nation great were the pioneers and the pilgrims who all knew they might die of smallpox or Indians shooting 50 arrows into you. Ask General Custer about that. And before they shoot the 50 arrows and you die, you may get raped. Your wife may get raped. Your wagon will be set on fire. You'll burn to death. Or horrible weather. You'll freeze to death or you'll die of thirst in the desert. Everybody, or you'll die on a boat coming over from England as a pilgrim. Everybody knew there is a risk to coming to America and to taming America and the Wild West. And we did it anyway. We're a nation of risk takers. So, Dr. Fauci, I disagree with you. I've always been willing to face death, whether it's financial death or physical death. I'm willing to die for my country, but I'm not willing to be broke for my country. So I disagree with you. I'm not willing to lose my house for you because you think that 15 people are sick in a nursing home. I'm sorry. Go protect them. Leave me alone. I'm going to run my business. I'm not willing to lose my car. I'm not. What are these people going to do who aren't getting unemployment checks and have no money saved and they don't work anymore? Where does money come from? It doesn't. It's not on the streets. It doesn't fall off trees. That's why there's 4-mile-long bread lines in Las Vegas, Nevada. You've reduced good working class people to bums willing to accept free bread in a bread line and anything from government to keep from starving and to keep their children from starving. And I don't blame them. Of course you're going to do that. But it's not what I want. You're going to create mass suicide. You're going to create mass drug addiction, mass alcohol addiction, mass depression. And you're going to create terrible stress that will create cancer, heart disease, strokes, diabetes, high blood pressure, and people are going to die by the millions versus coronavirus that was never going to kill millions. And yet here's this Dr. Fauci who thinks it's okay, you know, cut everyone's legs off, cut everyone's arms off, so we're all just a bunch of stumps. Sorry, I don't think that's better. I would choose being dead than be a stump with no arms and no legs. Just my choice. Doesn't that be your choice? I'm sure there's people out there who had that happen from septic shock, right? And they're happy they're alive. Some people are, some people aren't. I'm a working man. I got to have my arms and my legs, and I got to make money, and I got to feed my family, and I got to buy new cars so my kids are in a safe car, and I got to buy new tires for that car so my kids will never have a flat tire, and I got to send my kids to the best colleges. That's been ingrained in me since the day I was born. I gotta be an earner, and I'd rather be dead than not be an earner. Sorry, just the way it is. But I don't want to die. I'm not a suicidal person. If you told me the odds I'm automatically gonna die, I don't think I could face that. But if you said to me, Wayne, there's like a 1 in 8,000 chance you're going to die, and a 1 in 100 chance you might get very sick and hospitalized from coronavirus, most of the time, 95%, you're not going to get it at all, or you're going to get it and you won't even know you had it. Or it's going to be so mild, it's like having the flu for 3 days, which you've had in your lifetime. Are you willing to face all that, Wayne? Yes, absolutely. I want to go to work, and I want to earn a living, and I want to take care of my kids. And here's Dr. Fauci, who says you can't do that, because doctors don't care about anything except saving the patient, even if they ruin the patient's life, to keep him alive. Some patients would rather be dead. They have orders that say, let me die. I don't want you to resuscitate me. Here we are. We want to go back in our living, and there's a doctor standing our way who knows nothing about the economy, nothing about money. He just wants to save the country from death at any cost. Well, he's wrong. He's wrong. And everything about it's wrong, and he convinced Trump that he's wrong. And now he's saying that maybe there shouldn't be any sports this year. You know what, Dr. Fauci? I'm starting to think you're just an idiot. Because there's going to be sports, and I'm going to watch football, and I'm going to watch a shortened baseball season, and I'm going to watch a little NBA final playoff championship in Vegas. I'm going to watch a small shortened baseball season, probably in Arizona and Florida. The NHL is going to play a short season. We want it, and we're going to do it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I think most of you agree with almost everything I say on the show, and that's why you're the War Army, but I'm sure some of you don't agree with everything I say. But I know one thing, you know when you tune in, whether you agree with me or you don't, you're going to get raw truth. You're going to get exactly what I believe. If it's in my brain and I'm thinking it, it comes out of my mouth. And there's very few people in the world that do that. Donald Trump's one of them, and he gets in trouble all the time for it. I'm one of them, and I get in trouble all the time for it. But it's all real. Okay, I'm not going to change my thinking or censor my thinking or stop before every thought and say, should I say this on the air? That's not how I run my radio show. I'm one of the only guys in the world who goes on the radio and just tells you exactly, you know, exactly what's on my mind. Without any censoring of any kind. Without any barrier, you know? And that's very rare. And so you got my real thinking a few minutes ago, and I know many of you agree with me. I don't think many of you listen to the show disagree with me, but I don't know. You know, feel free to call in or feel free to email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com or call in 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Do you think like me, or am I one in a billion and you don't think like me? Nobody thinks like me. That you're better off, you know, in my mind, I have no interest in living life being penniless and hopeless or homeless. None of that would be worth living. Look at the people who are homeless sleeping on the subways of New York City. Is that a life worth living? Are you kidding me? But everyone has to make that decision for themselves. Same thing when you are in an emergency room or an ICU or an ER, right? When you're in the ER. Some people have a do not resuscitate. They don't think it's worth living to be, for the rest of their lives, you know, just lying there in a state where you can't talk, you can't think, you're blinking your eyes maybe to talk, or you don't even do that anymore. You have no brain cells anymore. You're brain dead. I don't want that. I would much rather let the doctors let me die and give my organs to good people who need them, much rather than live a life that's horrible and beneath my dignity. And I feel the same way about money. If you're going to leave me penniless and hopeless, and my business that I've worked my whole life to build, you're going to let it go because you force me to not go to work? You won't let me open my doors? And you're going to bankrupt me and I can't feed my children anymore and I won't be able to make a car payment? Are you out of your mind? That's not a life worth living. And like it or not, liberals, that's what made America great. America is a nation of individuals like Wayne Root with personality and individuality, who most of whom are like me. More than not are like me. Unfortunately, there's now about 40% or so that want to sit home and collect a welfare check and an EBT card and food stamps. They think that's living. Boy, I don't think that's living. I have no interest in ever doing it, I can tell you that. I'm not stopping you from doing it. But I certainly could never do it. And if you're trying to create a nation of people like that, there's going to be a revolution, I'm telling you right now. There's going to be a civil war if you're trying to create a nation like that, because a lot of people are not going to accept this. Just letting you know. And so, Dr. Fauci, I've been very nice to him. I don't think he wants to create a nation of poor people. I don't think he wants to create a nation of anything. I think all he's trying to do is keep people alive. But that's like saying in an ER, every doctor wants to keep you alive. Even though you're going to spend the rest of your life like a stump. You're going to lie in a bed and people are going to feed you and change your poop. Is that a life worth living? I have no interest in ever living that life. Ever, ever, ever. I'm not living that life. Well, this is the economic version of that, and Dr. Fauci's not understanding that. If everybody is out of work, tens of millions of people, and they have no way to ever earn a living because there's not going to be any jobs on the other side of this, I'm telling you right now, you've created a disaster far worse than worrying about 200,000 people dying from coronavirus. Far worse. It's not even close. There's going to be millions dead. And the level and quality of living is going to be so, so, so horrible that nobody's going to want to live it. I'm telling you right now. Las Vegas transforms casino into food bank as working poor line up for miles. See? I told you. In the post-corona world, Americans return to some casinos along the Vegas Strip, but they're not gambling. A new shocking reality has unfolded in a world of social distancing. The Daily Mail cites local reports from Nevada Public Radio. Some casinos in Vegas have been transformed into food banks. Tens of thousands of working poor have become unemployed in the past 6 weeks thanks to the lockdowns. These folks were employed at casinos, hotels, restaurants, other non-essential businesses that are now closed. I hate that term, non-essential. The only non-essential is politicians and government bureaucrats, you piece of garbage that made us all non-essential and broken penniless. Well, you've never missed a single paycheck. I'm telling you, people are coming with pitchforks as sure as I'm sitting here. You've destroyed everyone's life. This can't be a mistake. Something's going on here. As I said earlier in the show, you go to Albertson, Smith, Vaughn, CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, and you can't get coronavirus, but that's okay. But if you go to any other business, you'll get coronavirus. Does any of this make sense to you?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment, before we get to our wonderful guest who's running for United States Congress in CD3. His name's Dan Rodheimer, and he is a road grader. He's like 6'8", 300 pounds. He is my kind of wild wrestling man. And he will make a great wrestler / U.S. congressman, because he will hit them all with a chair when they're liberals, I'm telling you. Metaphorically, of course. Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And you know I love the clean, smooth taste. You know how great it makes me feel. But more importantly is what it does for me, because there's real science behind it. Real Water is infused with negative ions, which means it has a bunch of extra electrons, and because of all those extra electrons, it creates alkalinity instead of acidity, which is very important for your body. And those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And here's a great deal from Brett and Amy, the owners of Real Water. Go to Amazon, where you have an account, or Amazon Prime, and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. And you add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, as in the number 10, no space, WAR, for Wayne Allen Root, 10 WAR, and you receive a 10% discount. Instead of going to these supermarkets or Costco or Walmart and standing in line for a long time and wasting your life with a big giant, you know, box of water in your hand, a case of water in your hand, you get the 10% discount, and it gets conveniently delivered right to your door. It doesn't get any better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. Just go to Amazon and order Real Water and put in 10 WAR when it asks for a code. Thank you, Brent and Amy, for that. Two wonderful Republicans, by the way, Brent and Amy Jones. Dan Rodheimer is a wonderful Republican, GOP candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. He's up in Reno right now. Hey, Big Dan, what's going on?
Wayne Allen Root, my brother from another mother of a different daddy. Hey, brother. Hey, did you just see Sisolak talk?
Because no, I tell me what the governor said. I think he's the worst governor in America. Tell me what he said. When are we going to be open? Is it ever? Are there any dates to ever get open?
Yeah, we're at phase zero, Wayne. We're still at phase zero.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to be at phase zero until probably around May 15th. But, you know, he's not giving us what phase two and three is. You know, it's. This is really
and I just went online to the RJ as you were talking. The only thing I got here is that we're at phase zero and the casinos won't open till phase four. So I don't know what casinos keep saying in the newspaper. They're all taking reservations as of May 15th and May 24th and May 31st, and they'll be open for Memorial Day weekend. That's not going to happen based on anything the governor is saying. They're not going to be open until like July, based on what I'm looking at. If you're at phase zero, how are you going to get to four? By May 30th.
No way, brother. We're not going to get to... The casinos are not going to open until the end of June, beginning of July. And that's going to crush our economy here. It's going to bankrupt our state.
And what about all the employees of the casinos? The employees of the casinos!
I have people calling me every day, and I'm talking, you know, and I've been talking to a lot of moderate Democrats too, and they are just as angry and upset as everybody else, and you know, it's not a good situation that we're in right now. That's why we're up here right now in Carson City, because you know they're going to storm the governor's mansion. I think there's going to probably be 1,000, 2,000 people. And I bet you a lot of them are going to be Democrats, too, because everybody is getting hurt by this, Wayne. And if we don't open up in a smart – I mean, I'm all for a smart, responsible way to open it. Hey, look, if Sisolak just gives us a plan, if he says, hey, look, you know, stand 6 feet apart, we'll stand 6 feet apart. If he says wear a mask, we'll wear a mask. If he says, you know, wave a thermometer across the top of your head, we'll do it. But – you know, if he doesn't give us a plan and he doesn't outline it for us, you know, we're never going to be able to reopen.
It's crazy, and that's why, Dan, it's time. You're a lawyer. You got to find me a great lawyer, and let's sue the governor. We've got to sue the state of Nevada and demand on behalf of all small businesses to be open immediately. We have like 210 people dead in a state of 3 million plus and a state that has 45 million tourists, and 200 dead people is like a week on the highways of Las Vegas with drunk drivers. This is insane to keep everybody closed over only 200 people. people in the last 2 months that have died of coronavirus, of which most of them are in nursing homes, and they're very old and very sick. I don't want them to die. I hope they live. But you can't keep me from opening my business because a few very sick, very old people are dying. This is insanity. What are we going to do, Dan? You want to be the United States Congressman, CD3. How do we force the governor? You're a lawyer. How do we force the governor? We've got to take him to court. Find me a lawyer. I'll be the lead plaintiff. I will argue this all day long in the media. I'll be in the national media. I'll be on this show. I will argue on national TV and national radio day and night that in front of a huge audience of millions defending small business in the state of Nevada. We got to get small business open. So please, look for a good law firm for me or a good lawyer while you're up in Reno with this big protest coming up on Saturday. I love the protest. It's at the governor's building in Reno, but you got to find me a great law firm to go after the governor, okay?
Wayne, as soon as I get off this phone with you, I'm going to call the same exact lawyer that just sued the state of New Mexico to put an injunction on the mail-in ballot. Which we just put a lawsuit into in federal court here, so we don't have that same issue here in Nevada. We're going to use the same exact one. I'm going to call him. I'm telling you, Wayne, I'll call him right when we get off the phone.
And all right, good.
We need something done.
We've got to do something right away. I want to be the lead plaintiff.
You know,
yeah.
On a lighter note,
yes.
Mail-in ballots do go out. They're going out today. So everybody who's listening, you're going to get your mail-in ballot and open it up. And I'm on the ballot as Big Dan Rodheimer. I don't want to call him liberal, little Dan, or I don't want to call him liberal Dan, but you and I both know he is liberal. So, you know, we open it up, check mark it, please get it back in, because this is a race that we have to win. Right now, poor Amade is the only person fighting for us right now in Washington. You know, we have all Democrats fighting up there, and we need to take this other seat back. We got to take out Susie Lee so that we can, you know, turn Nevada red again. It's one step.
All right, so Dan, let me ask you a question, because these are the important questions that we've got to get out to my listeners. You said it went out today, but actually it went out earlier today because I got mine in the mail today. I went to my P.O. box, and I picked up the mail, and guess what was there? The mail-in ballot. So
I know they sent out sample ballots, but if it was the mail-in ballot, then everybody, if you got it today, I didn't get mine yet.
I think I got it. I'm pretty sure it was a mail-in ballot. Yeah, they showed. Yeah, it was a mail-in ballot. So I got it. So my point is, am I allowed to turn around and send it right back in with all the people I select, or I have to wait? Is there a point where you don't send it in until next Friday? When are you allowed to vote? Any day from now on in?
Absolutely. You can fill it out right up. As soon as you get it, fill it out, put it in an envelope, send it right back.
That's all I wanted to know. I want to make sure everybody knows at home, because if Wayne Root doesn't know, then no one else knows either. So I just got my ballot today. Most of you will probably get yours tomorrow or maybe Saturday. And once you get it, you fill it out. Make sure you vote for Big Dan Rodheimer again and again and again. And multiple times, just like the illegal aliens vote multiple times again and again and again for the Democrats. If it's good enough for Harry Reid, it's good enough for us. I'm just kidding. But I want you all to make sure you tell all your friends and all your neighbors so that we do vote multiple times for Dan Rodheimer. But legally, make sure everyone you know is voting for Big Dan, and we love him. We think he's great. There's an ad out there from your opponent, Dan Schwartz, which says some really bad things about you, that you're some sort of a criminal and an assaulter, and you beat people up, and you're a domestic abuser. What is he talking about?
Wayne, I've never been convicted of a crime in my life, ever. And you know, he has nothing to run on. You know, he tried to raise numerous taxes. You know, he's a liberal Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. That's the difference.
But all right, listen, here's the reason people like me. I'm always real. You said you've never been convicted. The minute you say that, people think, oh, but he's been charged many times. What happened? Was there an incident that this guy is talking about? And tell us exactly what happened.
There was one time when I was in college, in the Waffle House on Halloween, four bullies were picking on a guy. I went over there. He pushed me actually three times. I pushed him, but, you know, being 6'7", 300 pounds, my push was a lot bigger than his. And needless to say, I ended up leaving the following week. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea. I was studying over in Oxford. Came back over, found out that I had a warrant, turned myself in. I pled not guilty, They dismissed it, and
that's it.
Never commissioned.
And that's the case that he makes such a big deal of on TV. You were literally defending a guy that was being bullied. And not only that, you were leaving on a plane the next day for Oxford. This brilliant guy is not just a 6'7", 300-pound wrestler, but he studied at Oxford. And he got his law degree. This is the kind of guy we need in the United States Senate. So all those years ago, 30 years ago, he once pushed a guy at a Waffle House who was bullying someone. That's a reason to put on TV that Big Dan's a criminal? I mean, that's fraud. You should go after this guy. You should go after Dan Schwartz, because that's fraud.
Yeah,
We're running against a
Bloomberg. You know, he's a self-funder. We have all the endorsements across the board. We have Kevin McCarthy. We have you, Wayne Allen Root. We have Preston Hardy. We have Adam Laxalt. We have... You'd think that they would... You know, I gave them all of my opposition research. You know, there's no way that Don Jr. would ask me to run for Congress, you know, or the vice president, if they knew that I had a malicious background.
Don Trump Jr. and the vice president of the United States asked Dan Rodheimer to run for U.S. Congress CD3. That's good enough for me. Dan, what's your website if people want to contribute? Find out more.
It's www.danrodheimer.com.
DanRodheimer.com, and he's in Reno, because on Saturday, May 2nd, this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the State Capitol Building in Carson City is the return of the Minuteman protest. Carson City, State Capitol Building, 11 a.m. this Saturday, return of the Minuteman protest. I hear lots of people are going from Las Vegas, driving up there. A lot of good conservatives. Join them. Let your message be heard with the governor. Thank you, Big Dan. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. The Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. So, calling all lawyers. I've made it clear throughout this show, if you have a law firm or your lawyer that deals with... You know, the kind of thing that I need right now, we need right now, all of us need right now, is a lawsuit against the governor of this state, Sisolak, a lawsuit against the state of Nevada. I don't believe the United States Constitution allows anyone, I believe it's totally unconstitutional for a governor to tell businesses they have to remain closed or how to run their business. I don't believe you can do it. I believe that a president could do it because I believe it's the Commerce Clause, but it's a violation of the Commerce Clause. And the United States Constitution for a governor to tell you you can't run your business, I believe you can't do it. It's your property. He can't tell you what to do on your property and your establishment. So it's time for lawsuits, and Wayne Root wants to be the lead plaintiff, and I want to go after this guy like an attack dog, the attack dog that I am on national TV and national radio as the lead plaintiff. So let's go get him. Law firms, contact Wayne Root, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. Also, I need a favor from you, and I've said this, Thursday, so this will be the fourth day in a row I said it this week. I never mentioned it for 6 weeks that my show was off the air at Newsmax TV. I never said a word, because I was in legal negotiations with Newsmax about the return of the show, and I still am, but it's time to let Newsmax know what a giant war army I've got. 8,000 to 10,000 of you showed up last Friday at my event, my largest protest caravan in the history of the Vegas Strip. 8,000 to 10,000 of you showed up. Thousands of cars. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. But now I need you to do me a very quick favor. Just email Newsmax and let them know how much you enjoy my national TV show on Newsmax TV and how much you enjoy tuning in every night and how you've missed it and you want to know, why is it off the air? Simple as that. Why is it off the air? Did Wayne do something wrong? Did Wayne say something about a liberal that you don't like? Aren't you a conservative TV network? What did Wayne say about a liberal politician? I'd like a famous liberal. I'd like you to put them on the spot. I want to hear what they say. I guarantee you they'll never tell you. Because why would a conservative TV network take a guy off TV because he says something about a liberal? Does that make any sense? Sure it does, because the whole nation's under attack by liberals and globalists, and nobody is who they appear to be. You and I both know Fox is not the conservative network it once was. So I'd like you to ask Newsmax, why is Wayne off the air? Why did you take my favorite show off the air? And what did he say about a liberal politician that made you take him off the air? And see what they say. I'm dying to hear. WayneRoot@gmail.com. So email them. If you get an answer, email me. But you need to send your email letters@newsmax.com. It's that simple. letters@newsmax.com and CC it to customerservice@newsmax.com. That's simple. Letters@newsmax.com, customerservice@newsmax.com, and put it to the attention of producers of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Attention, producers, Wayne Allyn Root Show. And then it's going to get in the right hands and ask them those questions. Where's the show and why is it off the air and what did Wayne do exactly? What did he say about a liberal, famous liberal person that would make you take him off the air? Why would a conservative network take a hero conservative patriot off the air for saying something about a terrible liberal? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Let's see what they say. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. I'll keep it very simple. I have them for 4 years. I've saved $72,000 in premiums. Liberty isn't health insurance, but I think it's better. It's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. You can sign up any time of the year, meaning right now, 5 minutes from now. Sign up. It's not health insurance. It's better. Liberty HealthShare took great care of me, saved $72,000 in premiums, and they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill last year when I had kidney stones. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Call them. I urge you to call them. Wayne Root gives them my highest seal of approval. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. Or 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, they will treat you like a VIP. The World Health Organization hails the no-lockdown Sweden as the model for other nations. Can anybody figure this out? The WHO, that I think is the most corrupt organization ever, that was bought off and paid off by China and caused so many Americans to lose our businesses and lose our jobs because they didn't warn us what was coming, suddenly likes the Swedish model. First they said it's the worst thing in the world coming. The death rate is 10 times worse than the flu. And it's not. And they got us all hysterical and it closed down the economy. But now they're saying we should have done it the Swedish way. Does that make any sense at all? Sweden famously chose not to impose lockdowns or freeze their national economy and close down their economy. No one closed down their businesses. And so it's so weird that the WHO, their top official, Dr. Mike Ryan, praised Sweden as a model for other nations to follow. But they're my model. Sweden's the best model in the world, and the best model in America is South Dakota. South Dakota, their brilliant governor, decided not to lock down the economy and not to lock in the people. And they have no problem there, man. Some people are going to die. We know that. Some people die of the flu. Some people are going to get the flu. We know that. But the economy is doing just fine in South Dakota. So I think, what is it, Kristi Rome? I think that's her name, the governor, Kristi Rome. She did a great job. South Dakota is the model for America, and Sweden is the model for the world. And wake up, President Trump. I love you, and I think you're great. I think you were literally given horrible information and failed computer models by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. But admit you made a mistake and you shouldn't shut down the American economy and reopen it and urge every governor like Sisolak to reopen their state. Put your boot on their neck and tell them if you don't reopen the state, you're not getting any funding. Don't give them a dime unless they open the economy. Don't let liberal governors destroy your economy in advance of the election. Do you understand what they're doing to you, President Trump? Hey, knock, knock, knock. Are you there, President Trump? Wake up. You're in a stupor. Wake up, man. Fauci's brainwashed you. Fauci's gotten your attention, and he's wrong about everything, and he's always been wrong about everything. Sweden is the model for America. Don't lock down the economy. Open it up.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.